the most important part, that's my point of departure. We used to have a lot of ministers, 233, but because of the financial issues again, to try to improve the economy of the country, and before the RRP, when we are busy campaigning, we said we need to cut the cabinet. No more deputy ministers, and cut the ministers to 13, and plus the prime minister and the deputy prime minister, they are going to be 15. It means the prime minister has got a portfolio too, under a certain ministry, and the deputy prime minister. So all in all, there are 15. The whole purpose for that, there was too much spending in the government when it comes to salaries. Wage bill was too high, so we are trying to minimize as much as we can, that at least people can have benefit more than the official.
So you are saying that the cabinet this time is going to be smaller compared to the past. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely. From 33 to 15.
What about participation of women?
Participation of women, let me count them. Deputy Prime Minister, she's a woman, the first woman to be a Deputy Prime Minister. Then the General Secretary, the lady. The Minister of Finance, the lady. There are two portfolios that are not yet filled. So then we are still waiting for them to see.
Help us to understand. I've heard one or two people complaining about the way the Lesotho cabinet is chosen. There seem to be no separation between members of parliament and who is in the cabinet.
Yeah, basically what is happening in Lesotho has been the practice for the longest time that the members of the parliament and the members of the Senate are the ones becomes minister. It has been like that all the time because you can't be a minister unless you are coming from the Senate or the parliament. So yes, because now we are getting into power, some of the things we will revisit them and see basically what can we do so that we can change some of the things. Remember the reforms that were done by the people which were not passed in the parliament by the previous parliament. So what we are going to do, we want to pass those reforms which people have put some suggestions on them. So basically there are some of the things that as the new party, as the new government, we want to change some of the things.
Thank you so much again. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure. It was nice talking to you.